This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Samantha Jade. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
That's what you've done to me. I'm a rocket to the sun and my heartbeat on the run. That's what you've done to me. I'm a bullet, I can fly. When you kiss me, I can die. That's what you've done to me. Oh, we're flying from the sea tonight.
Museum in the hot seat tonight is the lovely Samantha Jade. How are you, darling?
Hello, good.
Now, this is a show about the music industry, all
okay.
Right? So there's going to be some quickfire questions about you
yes.
and your music, all
okay.
right?
Yep.
So first of all, your early musical inspirations.
Whitney. I loved Whitney. I loved Mariah. I loved all the divas. And then when I got to high school, I was all about Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. Like, yeah, all the girly girls.
First city you bought?
Oh, Baby One More Time, Britney Spears.
Really?
That was my first album that I bought, yeah.
I won't tell you what my first one was.
What?
It was a long time ago. It was actually Fame by Owen Carter.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Fame. I love that.
Your first concert?
First proper concert was actually Pink.
Wow.
Yeah, in LA.
Rumba? Oh, in LA.
In LA.
Oh,
yeah,
wow, okay.
Yeah.
Songwriters or producers you want to work with in the future?
Oh, I would love to work with Ed Sheeran. I just think he's such an amazing writer, so I'd love to work with him.
You sang I'll Be There on Stan Walker's new album.
Yeah.
And you're on the new track called Start Again, which
yes.
is from a New Zealand movie called Born to Dance.
Yes, yes.
I watched that on YouTube last night.
Yeah.
And a great song.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
So your dream duet partner?
Oh, dream duet partner.
Anyone at all, male or female?
One, male or female. I would say Ed Sheeran. That would be pretty amazing to do a duet with him. And I think it would be really cool to do a duet with Kylie. I just think that would be so fun.
Speaking of which Kylie song would you like to cover?
I have covered an old one of hers, Better the Devil You Know, and it was really fun.
That's a gay favourite.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I love that one. We did it at a show, actually. Got really good feedback. So maybe I'll have to do that when I do the GH Hotel next time.
Yes.
Bring that out.
Your favourite performance from X Factor?
Probably Scream or Heartless.
NXS was your first, I guess, well, it wasn't your first movie, apparently.
Yeah.
You did one in the States.
I did.
In 2009 called Beneath the Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good experience.
Gosh, no.
Stress rash.
Did you see Tea with Jules?
I did.
Is that where you're getting this from?
That's where I got it from.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah.
Watch Tea with Jules on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it's sensational.
Oh, that story. And it's totally real.
It's a long story, too.
Because I've told a few people and they're like, this cannot be real. And I'm like, I know, but I lived it. That was real. It was a real day and it was terrible.
What was your dream movie role? What would you like to do?
I would love to be in either Fame,
Greece.
Like, I'd love to do a musical. Yeah.
Who would you like to shake that with?
Ooh.
Yeah, to dance on the dance floor and get your dance on.
Well, I'd love to dance alongside Beyonce.
I'd just
love to stand next to her and just try and mimic everything she does.
And share the wind machine.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah.
From the new album,
yeah.
What song would make us dance and what song would make us cry?
The song called Nine is dedicated to my mum and my family. Okay. And it is a positive song still, though, because my mum was all about positivity. And even though she was fighting such an intense disease, she was the most positive person. She's the most positive I've ever seen her. And she was just incredible. So this song, Nine's about how incredible she was and my family. So that'll make you cry. And then what'll make you dance will probably be this song called Always, which is my personal favourite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I love the cute Woolies jingle, by the way.
Thank you.
What is always in your shopping basket?
Apples, green apples.
Green apples.
Always in my shopping basket, green apples and cherry tomatoes.
English tea? English
always.
Breakfast? Yeah, of course. Yeah. And have jewels.
And chocolate.
You love baking, I hear.
Yeah, I used to be a real bit of a baker.
And you bake cookies? Used to, not anymore?
My brother and I, we get in these phases. Right now he's on a health kick. But we get in these phases because we live together and we go and get the cookie dough and we're like, it's time. And
you don't make it from scratch?
No.
Oh, darn.
I get the Nestlé cookie dough. It's so good. It's so good.
By the end of this year,
I hope to have an album that does really, really well. I've worked really hard on it. Not just me, my team's worked really hard. So I hope that does well. And I hope I can perform at the Arias. That would be really fun.
Oh, sweet, the Arias.
Yes.
You better perform.
Yes.
The new single from Samantha the Jade featuring Pitbull is in stores right now. It's called Shake That. Thanks for joining us tonight, Joel.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
And
let's play the track. This is Samantha Jade and Pitbull. Shake That on
yes.
Joy.
It's Samantha Jade. Talk to him. Hi, this is Samantha Jade and you're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.